1118. Once a category of crusade was achieved, and thanks to the propaganda made on the other side of the Pyrenees by Gaston and Saint-Élo, many Occitan French and Norman lords, along with their riders and archers, joined the army of the Battler. They headed towards Zaragoza through Ayerbe, Almudévar, Gurrea, and Zuera, towns that they conquered successively. They brought tall wooden towers provided with wheels, many war machines, and 20 almajaneques. A Muslim chronicler claimed to write, "They were placed under his banner as swarms of locusts or ants, numbering more than 50,000 knights in attendance." The siege began on May 22, 1118. Alfonso and Gaston began preparations to reconquer Zaragoza. In an unexpected action, the same people of Zaragoza burned the wooden bridge over the Ebro that joined Zaragoza with the Zarabal. The city was thus isolated. "The Aljaferia Palace must be taken," King Alfonso ordered. Said and done, the Aljaferia fell immediately. "And what do we do with the Romareda Canal?" they asked him. "Cut it. In this way we will cut off the water supply for watering the orchards," the king ordered. Although Granada Almoravid warriors, commanded by Masdali, came to help the besieged, they could not enter the city. Only surrender could be expected. And in this way, it was how King Alfonso prevented entry and exit to anything or anyone to and from the White City, as it was also known, managed to reconquer it on December 18, 900 years ago now. The Muslims handed a key to the city to King Alfonso I.